Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. I want to know more about Bitcoin and these other cryptocurrencies.
I like the mining thing. That sounds easier.
Right. $10,000 computer.
Right. It's complex digital coding.
You find some computer nerd to do the mining for
you. Coding is hard.
Yeah, but the nerd would be able to just walk away with everything, no?
Not if you change.
Like one day you say, hey, where's Jimmy? He didn't show up for work today.
Yeah, no. He stays in the house. You know, this thing around his neck.
You change.
That if he goes out of the
slave
premises.
Slave labor, yeah.
No.
That's probably how they're doing
he's
it in those Chinese cities that he was
not
talking
chained.
About.
You're right.
He's not chained, but he walks past the premises, he explodes. There's a bomb in there. See? His freedom.
Can you ask Kyle about the four cryptocurrencies he's talking about becoming bigger? I should have asked him that.
He did send me a text as soon as we hung up the phone.
Okay.
Those guys are idiots?
He said, thanks again for having me.
it was like, WTF.
Right. That's right. I need a drink.
Good luck, Ashley.
Going to the bar. Having a martini at 9 a.m.
Right. Walking out in front of cars.
Right.
Tell him to stick with meme stocks.
What's Goodbye Crew World mean?
What did he say?
He said, just remember, I said Dogecoin, February 10th, 2021.
Dogecoin. Some kind of meeting, some kind of cryptic meeting.
All right, so someone called and asked about that. That's the D-O-G-E.
Yes.
Right? And then there's Bitcoin. And then what are the other ones?
An insult. Way to go, Dogecoin.
I should have asked him that.
He mentioned a few of them. Ethereum, I think he said.
Yeah, that one.
Yuff, yuff, that one?
Yuff, yuff.
Yuff, yuff. Yuff,
our brains are overloading right now. We receive too much information.
You see the sparks come on my ears? Okay, good.
I was listening to him talk, and he was doing such a good job explaining it. And
he talked
it was
slow,
just
too.
Bouncing off my head. I'm like, this is why I didn't do well in school.
Ba-doo, ba-doo.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, yeah. Bing, bing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the part that's tripping you up is the risk factor. So there's nothing to say like, hey, if this all goes wrong, don't worry, your money's fine. Like at a bank, if they fail, you're insured. You know, like you can still get your money. There's nothing to say that that's what's going on here.
No, I understand investing in a stock and the company. You're going to the table of business and you're putting your coins down on something and the wheel might go the other way. It's not, hey, this person has the vaccine for the virus. Okay, let me put my chips here. Someone else came out with it first. They're scientist leaves and then you lose your money. I get that. But I want to know, where's all this money right now?
Yeah,
like when you invest
it?
In a company, it goes to the company. They use it for research or they screw you and use it for vacations. Either way, it's being used. Like this, it just vanishes. It just goes, whew.
Where'd it go?
Where's it go?
All I know is one.
But I also don't want to be sitting here 10 years from now saying, do you remember when that friggin' guy came on? And if we bought then, we'd all be somewhere else.
On our own volcanic island.
I want to be here, but, if I have a pile of money somewhere, it's a whole different show.
That's nice.
Not hearing Journey anymore. Or whatever this we play.
Or we play have Journey live.
Yeah, exactly.
In the studio.
That's right. That's how we would do it.
Exactly,
we'd
right.
still play Blue Oyster Cult. We'd still play U2.
Right.
But they'd be here in the studio.
Right.
Yeah. In the first place, he can walk in.
Bono would be offering to trade his Facebook stock to get in on your Dogecoin.
Yeah, Bono would be like going, can I come over, guys? No!
I'll give you one of my hats.
So what is this? Are we getting texts or emails? Or are people trying to help us?
No, it's just Kyle.
No
one's trying to help us.
No. No.
Yeah, they gave up.
Right.
I had a couple of people call and think they can explain it better. And I was like, okay. He's like, well, you got to tell them that it's all on the computer. I'm like, I think that was right in the beginning, exactly what he said. It's all on the internet.
Yeah, one person on Twitch says AJ has checked out.
When did that come in? At 5:30?
Probably should have.
Written by AJ.
I don't remember doing that, Bruce boy.
Exactly, because you checked out.
That's
who are you guys again?
I don't know. I'm fascinated with this. You know, it's easy to say, hey, if you bought Amazon back in this year.
Yeah.
Okay, it's easy to say that, but no one knew it was coming. And then you had to sit there through all of the years where he said, we didn't make any money. We didn't make any money. That happened. You know how long that happened?
A couple years.
Because they just reinvested everything in. Their business model was to not make any money for a long time. And then it went, whew. So it's easy to say if I invested. The hard part was putting the money down and then just forgetting it and leaving it on the table.
And not having that person, like a face, a talking head sort of representing what you're investing in, makes it 10 times more mysterious.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like, well, I'm not getting any information back from anybody.
There's no Steve Jobs.
Nope.
There's no Bill Gates.
The talking heads.
There's no faith to put.
There's no
nothing.
Jeff Bezos.
What is Bitcoin?
Right. Where is this guy? What's the succession?
Exactly.
If he dies, who's next?
You may ask yourself, where did the money go to? You may ask yourself, what is a Bitcoin?
Right.
It's a talking head, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the Doge goes by.
Sorry. Yep. That was one Bitcoin by two Harleys.
What are the other? Can you text them? Ask them what the other two are.
AJ still has to equate everything to something tangible.
Thank you. Yes, because I'm a reality person. I don't invest in air.
No, I understand what he's saying. You know, the dollar, the U.S. dollar was based on gold in Fort Knox. And now, really, it's based on the belief that we'll pay it.
Yeah, some guy named Edgar's got all the money.
You know, we're good for it.
Some Uber nerd.
Yeah.
Waiting for a response.
Okay.
Oh, I think he gave up. He says, too busy drinking.
There are various tribe members trying to explain this to us.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck with that.
The bubbles are happening.
You got the iPhone bubbles?
The bubbles.
All right.
There's bubbles in my head today.
Rob on the road?
Yes.
Hey, Rob.
Hello, Rob.
How are you?
Good.
All right, look. Maybe we can put this into terms that everybody understands. Remember Beanie Babies when they used to be collectible?
Yeah.
It's funny because this came up yesterday after the show when we were talking. This is exactly what came up.
Right. Beanie Babies. It's all Beanie Babies.
So, well, anything collectible. The point is, at some point in time, somebody made a Beanie Baby, right? They manufactured it, they put it for sale, and then somebody bought it. And then sometime later, it had some intrinsic value that was greater than the original price because there was a demand made because somebody thought they were collectible. Bitcoin is similar in that regard. So if you say the manufacturing part of it is the mining of the coin, and then somebody offers it for sale. So the money you take out of your bank account for $47,000, you pay for this item, and it's a Bitcoin.
Oh.
So you pay for it, and then you get a Bitcoin.
Now hold on, because I want to stop you before we go too far because I lost you, and let's see if we can bring it back.
Is there a white tiger?
When you say the mining, okay,
mining.
There are people with helmets who go into with the little pickaxes.
Oh, sickle, yeah.
And they
click,
sing.
It's not a sickle.
Doing.
Wow. Pickaxe.
Yeah, that's for
sickle, you're out in the field.
You can do
getting
it
wheat.
Both.
No, you're not mining
you
wheat.
No, you mean,
right. Ashley, set this one up.
Right.
All right. So you go in the mine, and you're mining, and you come out with a bucket of gold or diamond or whatever.
With your screwdriver.
Right.
Hammer, whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
What are you mining on the computer?
The mining, it's a metaphor. And basically what it is, and I don't know how much you want to get into it, but the computers solve mathematical equations. And when they solve these equations and they're verified by other computers on the Bitcoin network, then the coin becomes valid. So that's how the mining occurs. It's not physical digging earth and sifting through and finding Bitcoins. It's a metaphor for an activity that identifies a Bitcoin and then validates that the Bitcoin is real and now available to own, keep, purchase, sell. It's commerce at that point. So with that being said, you can buy a Bitcoin. Now you have something, and today's value is $47,000. Tomorrow it might be higher. It could be less. The real question winds up is, what props up the value of Bitcoin? And right now, the only thing that props up the value of Bitcoin is the fear of missing out.
Right.
So,
FOMO.
Like any stock.
Bitcoin, it's going to go up in, like a stock, except the difference with the stock is you can go take a look at some of the data and understand the fundamentals of the stock, and that can help drive your decision on whether or not it's a good investment for you or if it's not a good
investment. Right. Apple announces it's the iPhone 50. And it could, you know, beam you from one side of the planet to the other.
Well,
stock
cool.
shoots up.
Right.
Or unexpected revenue quarter. Stock
that's
goes up. This is just hysteria. It's like the GameStop stock, right?
Yes, exactly.
Because people want to get on the bandwagon.
Well, the best thing to look at is if you go and look at a stock that's been in the news, you know, GameStop.
Let me go back to Bitcoin.
There was no fundamentals that drove up the price of GameStop. It's just a lot of people started buying it. So demand went up.
Right. That's what's happening right now with Bitcoin, though.
That's exactly right. It's the same model. It's the same thing. People want
it. It's a make-believe hysteria.
Yep.
So more people want it than
it's out.
But this mining, that the computers are solving complicated math equations, why wouldn't there be some professor somewhere who's like, hey, I figured it all out. We have my chalkboard here.
Exactly right. Oh, I got electronics over here to lock. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, all that stuff.
All I know is
what do these equations do when you figure them out? You know, it's like, hey, look at this. I figured this out. That's great.
Wow, calculus. Cool.
Right.
So basically what the equations do, to make it in simple terms, is they're solving the problem. There's a finite number of Bitcoin. There's, you know, whatever that number is. A million. Say there's a million Bitcoins. And the way those Bitcoins come to be available for commerce is by solving these equations. Now one computer solves the equation by itself. A computer solves a very complex equation, and then other computers verify that the solution is correct. So it's a very diverse network of equations being solved. That's why you need these giant computers. And that's why China has cities.
Everyone else has checked out.
Yep.
AJ has left the building. Bill has left the building. Ashley has left the building.
Long time ago.
I want to know this math equation. Is it used for something
like unlocking
helpful?
Like
we're going to get people on Mars thanks to this equation.
Right.
That makes sense. You're buying into computers solving problems that will help us advance civilization.
Right.
Is that what's happening?
Sure. So this whole the blockchain. And so solving, you can apply the solution to blockchain for other applications. It's just being applied now to Bitcoin because there's money to be made.
All right.
I feel blotching right now, my neck.
Phil?
So stress. A part of it, of course, is security. And what mining is, like if you're thinking of it in the traditional term, it's like what people used to do when you first got onto the internet. It was called surfing the internet. No one's actually surfing. It's just the term that they're using.
But
what it's actually providing is security because, as Rob says, there's so much money involved. People want to feel if they're going to give their money that it's going to be secure. So when you're doing all of this mining, which is really coding, it's protecting that investment. It's making it so that it cannot be hacked, that not one single person can get through all of this digital currency and take it without paying for it.
Mm. Where is all that money?
Exactly.
So shoplifting?
You buy a Bitcoin.
All right,
and
Rob.
You say, here's my
I
money.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate you.
I had pizza day yesterday.
I know.
All right, thank you, Rob.
That was so much easier.
God. My brain is actually sweating.
I'm tired. I'm tired from trying to think.
No, but can you believe Rob? He can explain it.
Oh, I know. He's awesome.
I can't comprehend it.
Yeah. I'm scotch-guarded, man.
Yeah.
It's just coming off me.
It's too abstract to be legitimate.
I'm like if you drop an ice cream cone on a scotch-guarded carpet. Just wipe me clean. I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Is your brain like an etch-a-sketch?
I didn't absorb. No, no one's going to shake my head.
Kyle made a good point that, you know, at some point there was a piece of paper and it said, this is gold.
Like,
we used to have a coin.
Right.
And that coin used to be worth what the exchange was.
Right.
Now it's a piece of paper. Well, wait a minute. It's a piece of paper. It's not worth anything. No, this represents the gold, and the gold is over here in this fort.
Right.
Now, when he said, I said, where's all the money? He said, the internet. I was like, what's the address of the internet? That's where I was off.
Yeah, where's it going?
Now. Yeah. Now.
Exactly.
Now. There used to be a building.
Right.
Put all the gold in it. That's where it represents a piece of paper right here.
But that is part of the reason why people are so attracted to Bitcoin is because it's not tied to an individual country either. It's sort of now a universal currency that a country like China, that a country like the United States places the exact same value on Bitcoin, unified it.
Well, I am ready to collect all your dollar bills. All your paper currency, send it to me. I'm collecting it.
What you got?
Kyle sent me the four kinds of cryptocurrency.
Right. Doge.
Well, I'm going to start at the top. Bitcoin is approximately $47,000 per coin. urethium, that one.
Isn't that a part of the body? That's a naughty part, isn't it?
Etherium.
You know, if she went on Robin Hood, she would buy the wrong stock. Yeah, I would just love what she would buy.
Look, I got the Disney version.
Approximately 1.7K per coin.
What is it? 1.7K. Okay.
Per coin.
Is that $1,700?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was fancy. I read it the way he wrote it.
Okay.
Litcoin is $200 per coin.
I've been lit a lot.
That sounds like mine.
I was lit last weekend.
And Dogecoin is 7 cents per coin.
Oh, I can afford that one.
That sounds like...
Okay, let me have like
one. I want to buy one of those.
I have 15 Dogecoins.
For everyone listening, it's Ethereum that Ashley was trying to say.
Whatever.
No, so, it's a Kyle. No, you get it correct.
It was a Mysterium.
Right. So Kyle said buying a million of Dogecoin and then aiming it to go up to a dollar per coin will make you the $1 million. He said makes average Joe's millions.
Because it's so affordable now, and it's only been going up in price.
Right, and the easiest place to buy is PayPal or Robinhood.
So, okay, so it was 2 cents just a couple weeks ago.
Now 7 cents.
7 cents.
Can I get like seven? Can I get like $20 worth?
Go for it.
All right, let's talk about stuff we can understand.
Okay.
Television streaming.
Oh, thank God.
All right, Joe Myers is on, our movie guy. We're linked up to him on the radio station website. Top five streaming services, Joe, and why? Start with number one. If we only had one.
Okay. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
If I only had one, I think I'd have to go with Netflix.
Okay.
I have that.
Yeah. Their programming is so broad in terms of TV shows, movies, things they produce for television, you know, series like, you know, how many times have we talked about Cobra Kai? And, you know, they're making films that are real Oscar contenders, you know, like, I mean, I wasn't crazy about Mank, but it's up for a lot of Golden Globe Awards, you know, and Glenn Close is up for Hillbilly Elegy. So, I mean, that's sort of a one-stop shop of just anything you're interested in, I think you can find on Netflix.
Okay, that's good. I have that. Everyone has that.
Yep.
Ashley has it. AJ has it.
I have it.
Phil has it.
Oh,
okay.
Look at that.
All right, we're good.
Yay.
Check. Check it out.
The barbershop.
Number two.
Number two, I would have to go with Amazon, you know, because, I mean, that's an interesting deal. If you're an Amazon Prime member, where you pay a yearly fee, I think now it's a little over $100, you get their video service, and you also get free shipping on any Amazon products you purchase. But, you know, they're kind of like Netflix. They're producing a lot of their own stuff. They've got a couple of real Oscar contenders that they produced, The Sound of Metal, that really good movie about a drummer going deaf, One Night in Miami, Regina King's directorial debut, and they have even more movies than Netflix in terms of classics and all of that. If you're a movie person like I am, there are just so many good movies on there from all eras of Hollywood. You know,
good movies.
Good movies.
Like Jennifer hadn't seen Gladiator.
Oh.
I said, you have to watch this movie. You're going to love it. We watched it over the week. And it was free.
Was Catechus there?
Netflix didn't have it. Apple wanted to charge me. And Amazon
had
it free.
Was Catechus with you?
Catechus was watching.
If you go on their movie tier, you know, you can find romantic comedies, dramas, a lot of 80s stuff. It's a great array of movies. And as you say, you don't have to pay anything extra for them.
Okay, so I have Amazon. Phil, yes?
Yes.
Ashley, yes?
Yes.
What?
I do.
Really?
Yep.
Like the streaming service?
Yeah. I have Amazon Prime, yes.
Like, no, but the streaming service part of it.
Yeah. I watched some movie with it. Woody Cole was on there.
Amazon on your computer screen?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get Prime.
Why does he look so shocked?
I didn't expect that, AJ.
I'm not completely in a stone age.
Why do you have Amazon?
I wanted to watch that Skinner thing.
You know that you now have it. You can have stuff delivered to your house for free.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Like what?
Absolutely.
Let's see. The plastic gloves and hand sanitizer and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Wow. Look at AJ.
Yeah.
I would have bet against that
one. I bought some sunglasses.
Whoa.
Cool sunglasses, too.
I
truck.
Flip flops.
Not yet, but coming up soon.
All the stuff that was scarce during COVID lockdown. I ordered through Amazon. Okay. It was right on my doorstep.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second, though. We ordered toilet paper, or Jennifer did, and it came in.
Yes.
And it was toilet paper from, like, I don't know.
Japan.
Was it one ply?
You know what? I thought, I don't want to insult any country. It was like government toilet paper. You know how like you go to a state park?
You can see right through it?
And it's thin.
The bears wouldn't touch it. The cartoon bears wouldn't touch it. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Toilet paper's toilet paper.
All it does is smeary.
I got the same thing, and then I reordered better stuff. And the first time I ordered paper towels, I got those paper towels like you would put in a dispenser. And, of course, I don't have a dispenser, so those were kind of useless. But anyhow.
All right, so, wow, we're all shocked by this one. AJ has Amazon Prime.
Yay!
All right, so Netflix number one, Amazon number two streaming service. Number three?
Well, those two are far and away my top. So when you get to three, four, five, it's variable. But I would now, I think I would go for number three with HBO Max.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, you changed your order.
I did change my order. I was thinking about it when I was looking this morning. And the thing about HBO Max that is so great is they have a ton of movies. They have the whole HBO library. So if you want to watch new HBO, if you want to watch vintage, you know, like Sopranos, The Wire, it's all on there. And they also now, you know, of course, it was very publicized. Warner Brothers, which their parent company owns HBO, decided this year to release all of their theatrical slate, I think 12 or 13 movies. All are going to be released on HBO Max simultaneous with whatever theatrical openings they can find. I mean, so far it hasn't been great. The Little Things, which I watched, the movie with Denzel, I didn't think was very good, and I don't think I would have been happy if I had paid to see that in the theater, and I didn't think Wonder Woman 84 was much to write home about. But, you know, they've got Dune coming up. They've got several important films coming up before the end of this year.
Who's got Coming to America 2 coming up?
The Many Saints of Newark. The Many Saints of Newark in September, right?
Yes. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
It's a Sopranos prequel.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Neat.
James Gandolfini's son, Michael, plays James.
Oh, cool. The early years.
Yes.
You know, plays his dad.
Yeah, Finn with, you know, with hair.
I signed up for the free version of HBO Max to watch something about a local.
It was Mary?
It's a local story.
Okay.
That murder thing.
That was a joke. Something about Mary.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
Oh.
It was the murder thing. Exactly. Yeah. Right. No, she's laughing at it. She's laughing at Ashley.
Right. Right. Like most people do.
I don't remember the name of it, but I watched it too. It was on the coast.
Yes.
Murder on Middle Beach.
Down there somewhere.
Murder on Middle Beach. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. Thank you.
Look at you, Mr. Recall.
And then I unsigned up for it. I just thought, eh.
Meh.
But you're saying good, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you really explore it, and if you're into movies, they've got movies from HBO. They've got movies from Turner Classic Movies. So the variety of movies in terms of newish stuff, old stuff, foreign stuff, you know, is fantastic. And then to have the whole HBO library, you know, of all for Oz, whatever show you liked on HBO is available there to watch now. And all the new shows come on there as, you know, they're shown on HBO. So like this Woody Allen documentary everybody's talking about will appear on there after it's on HBO. So you can watch all of HBO on that one app.
So
I think it's great.
Netflix is what, a month, $13-$14?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Let's say 14.
Prime, they make you feel like it's free.
Right. So, because you get all this other free stuff. So, they make you feel like that's free.
Yes.
So, what do we want to call that? $5?
The thing with HBO Max, too, is they're offering deals depending on who your provider is. I get it for a discount because I have AT&T television. I think I am paying $6 a month for HBO Max. Which is a real
Okay.
A real bargain.
What would you call Amazon Prime? They lump it in with other stuff.
It's a yearly. They bill you once a year for that.
I know. But what would you say?
$120, like $12 a month, maybe.
Right. Okay. But you get other stuff, so it's almost like it's free.
Yeah.
It's like an add-on.
Yeah, they originally started the streaming.
Right, I'm going to say that's $2 a month.
For all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, we're at like $22 a month for a lot of different shows.
Yes.
A lot of shows, yes. A lot of movies. That's pretty good.
That's
okay.
Pretty good.
What's number four on your list? So you got Netflix, Amazon, HBO Max. Top three.
Number four, because I think the price is right, is basic Hulu, which is about $6. I mean, the thing with Hulu you have to be careful about is they have various tiers where they add FX shows and they add Showtime shows. If you get the basic Hulu, there's tons of good movies on there that you can't find anywhere else. Like I noticed this month, they've got Boogie Nights, they've got Eyes Wide Shut, they've got Bombshell, that really good movie with Charlize Theron that she was up for an Oscar. You know, and they're basically the only ones who are offering that.
So he said number one, if you only have one, Netflix.
Yes.
And then if you have room for another one, Amazon Prime.
Yep.
And the third one would be HBO Max.
Yep.
I don't have HBO Max. AJ?
Do not.
Phil?
We do.
Ashley?
No.
Okay. All right, see, now you're getting, once you get over two, and now you're getting,
once you get over two,
people are committed.
Yes.
Right.
You know, and like, I'm not into animated stuff and Disney and all of that, so I don't have Disney Plus. I know a lot of families, that's at the top of their list.
And didn't even make yours. So number four
is. It did not make mine.
Hulu. So basic Hulu's number four.
Yep. It's about $5 or $6 a month. It has a lot of TV series. They lately have been getting better movies, and they have movies you can't find anywhere else, like Bombshell and Boogie Nights, a wide array. And their series run the gamut from old to new. I've been watching old Outer Limits episodes.
Wow.
They have this show that a lot of young people like called Broad City about these two women's adventures in New York. They have Younger, that show with
Broad City.
Foster.
Right.
So, you know, Mary Tyler Moore's the old show is on there. Tons of old television, you know, and it's only $5 or $6. Like I said, you have to be careful not to sign for the more deluxe versions of Hulu. That can add up and be as expensive as any other streaming.
It can be a Lulu. Yes.
It can be a Lulu.
Yes, on Hulu. Yeah.
But there's almost never a time I type something in and it doesn't say here. If you pay this, you can have.
Yes.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a lot of scamming going on there, so you have to be real careful.
Do you think, this is a whole nother question, but once COVID's over, hopefully, and we're going out more, a lot of these weaker ones are going to just drop off? I mean, we're all home watching stuff now.
I think so. You know, like in my own case, the minute theaters reopen, I'll be back going to movies, you know, and going outside and visiting friends, you know.
Unleashed dog, man. Poof, where goes Joe?
So Joe, do you like
Joe, get back.
You know,
Joe!
Wait, Joe!
Joe! Joe!
The streaming service. Like,
what did he throw him for? What did he throw him for? Oh, man, he got away again.
How many of these top five do you have?
I have all of them.
Okay.
I have more that I would probably drop when this COVID is over, because I did get sucked into subscribing to more, because all I do now is read and watch streaming.
Read.
Wow.
What's that?
Print, right?
And then number five. So we got Netflix, Amazon, HBO Max, Hulu, and then what's number five?
Number five is another one that I picked because of price, but it's good. I think it came out within the last year. It's Peacock, which is the NBC Universal streaming service, which just recently added, if you're a fan of The Office, they now have the exclusive rights to the U.S. version of The Office. They have they have all of the Harry Potter movies on their movie tier. And I think that is $5 or $6 if you get the basic. Again, you have to be careful and not subscribe to the higher level. And they've had a bunch of Hitchcock on there. They have a lot of the Universal library, which means like Apollo 13, et cetera, et cetera. Last week I watched Casino, which is a Universal movie. I hadn't seen that in a long time. I would go with that because of the price and the quality. Oh, and they also have all of the NBC shows, and they have NBC News. Like, if you want to see the Today Show or Meet the Press or any of that NBC stuff, it's on there.
Thanks.
Okay.
So Seinfeld.
Okay.
All Seinfeld.
All these people.
Or is that out to? Ooh. I think they make too much money on that in syndication, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's on every day.
All right. See, I wouldn't have put Peacock on here. I think your picks are good. I would put Disney before Peacock only because they're producing such top-rate movies. Star Wars, all their Disney movies, animation, shows, Phil.
And they're right here now where they're starting to release exclusive stuff. So, like, I'm a big Marvel fan. WandaVision is unbelievable. My expectation level for what it would be was low. If this is an indication of what's to come, like, I'm all in on this.
Yeah.
And how much does that cost a month?
Man, it's probably
$6. Do you know?
Well, Eric pays for it, but yeah, when he signed up, it was about $6. Yeah.
This is why Phil never tans every summer.
That's a good price.
Yeah,
so it's white every summer.
It's comparable to Netflix. Yeah.
I mean, with Disney Plus, you get everything that Disney's ever released.
That's not true.
Of course.
Yes, basically
there are big
it is.
Gaps.
Phantasmagorical. No,
all of a sudden there's a complaint about like, oh, this might be racist. It's just not there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a whole other issue. I can't stand being fact checked. I can. My point is,
don't talk.
My point is, I can go back.
Easiest way is why shut up.
My point is, I can go back and watch Boy Meets World that I was growing
up
as a kid. Yeah, I mean, has a lot to offer. Is my point.
Eat a bowl of cereal while watching.
You said everything.
Oh, go stuff your facts.
Go stuff your facts. Go stuff your facts.
That could be a T-shirt.
Well, here comes an Ashley line of T-shirts. Yes. That's the first one. Right. Go stuff your facts.
Usually it's a blank stare.
Let's talk to someone in Florida. Former President Trump, good morning.
Hello, Chaz and AJ. I love the smell of impeachment trials in the morning, guys? Can I tell you?
Nervous about this one?
I'm not sweating this. Literally, because I have like 50 cc's of Botox injected under each armpit, so I actually physically can't sweat. But seriously, can you believe this ridiculous impeachment nonsense? I will tell you, airing this joke of a trial is not a very smart move for the networks. It's so painfully boring to watch. I mean, the only thing that got me excited is when Senator Cory Booker and Bernie Sanders both leaned over and their bald heads together looked like a really large pair of boobs. That was the only thing.
You know what I noticed, too? You're less orange now while you're in Florida than you were orange when you were in D.C.
Well, I can go natural down there because of the sun.
So were you happy with your defense team's opening statements?
You know what? I've got the best team of bottom feed legal minds in the business. I really do. The likes of which you've never seen before, I guarantee that. They will litigate you so much your head's going to spin.
Gotcha.
An aide said that you're happier now that you're off Twitter and social media than you were before. Is that true?
You know, I didn't think this was going to be, but it is true. And not only that, lots of people say they are also happier now that I'm off social media. So everybody's happy. You know, once again, I'm making America even greater. I'm even trying to get Lou Dobbs to leave social media. You know, he needs some happiness since he was fired, you know. He's been sobbing all day while holding his bottle of autumn rust hair paint that won't get used. So sad.
AJ, you remember Michael Cohen?
Yes.
He was the fixer for President Trump. And went to prison. And he's got a podcast now. And former President Trump, Stormy Daniels, was interviewed by Michael Cohen. And she claims that her time with you was the worst 90 seconds of her life.
90 seconds. But not many guys can last that long, believe me. Now that I'm doing the math, that's kind of a raw deal for me because that means I paid her almost $1,500 per second, allegedly.
Guess who's on the phone right now?
Oh.
You keep interrupting my interviews. Uh-huh. What's going on?
President number 46, Joe Biden. Good morning.
Hey, good to have you on the program. What's on your mind, son?
I thought you called us.
Hello.
Let's talk about Hunter. He's got a book deal, and it's worth a lot of money.
I'm especially proud of that. And maybe he'll actually get off the couch and shave.
Trust me, Sleepy Joe. Look at Don Jr. They never get off the couch, and they never shave.
That's the first time I think we're in total agreement, man.
What can you tell us about the stimulus checks?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that over the radio, because if you were here, I'd punch you in your yam bag, you know? Oh. I get that question 20 to 30 times. Yam bag, man.
Yam bag.
Yep. Old school, yep.
Yeah. I get that question 20 to 30 times every day on average. I mean, you got to knock it off, man.
I'm not asking it 20, 30 times.
No.
Well, it's the cumulative number. But we're negotiating a fiscally responsible deal.
Is John Travolta there? I wanted to ask him about the Super Bowl ad.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, John. How are you?
Hey,
Johnny.
Grease Lightning.
Yeah, well, so we saw you in the commercial for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, me and my daughter just doing a little boogie-woogie.
Where was your hair? Was it not able to cut a deal for the commercial?
You know, I just kind of became friends with the fact that I don't have any hair. I went the other way, man. I got the plugs.
Right. Yes, and they're growing well, sir.
Yeah, I tried to do that, but it just didn't look right. And then I started spray painting it, and that didn't look right.
That didn't look right.
Maybe no. I should take Lou Dobbs' Autumn Rust.
But you have a weird colored beard now. Did anyone see that?
Yeah.
It's like a rust color.
Yeah, like Carl Brown, yeah.
Yeah.
It does look like one of those...
a little strange. Did you do the Just for Men a little too much?
What's that, Phil?
It looked like one of those digital aging processes, like where they took his face from another time and put it back on his face.
See, yeah. I thought he had chicken wings.
There you go.
Use a napkin.
Well, I could have time traveled, you know, because I'm a Scientologist here.
That's right.
We still on the air, man.
Yes, yes. We're going to let you go now. John, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
thank you. Former President Trump, President Biden, and John Travolta. Thank
you. It's always a displeasure to be with you.
Appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
All right. We on the air now?
Yes.
Yeah, the interview.
Is there a song you'd like to hear?
Yeah.
Yeah, Freebird.
Yeah, thank you. She makes a ton of money on Instagram.
Money.
And we're linked up to all her stuff on our radio station website. But she's going to teach AJ how to make money on Instagram.
Okay.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Excellent. Welcome back.
Morning. I'm so excited to be back. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome here anytime. So AJ, Nicole, AJ.
Okay. How to make money.
Hi. Oh, my gosh, AJ. I really enjoyed stalking you yesterday.
What'd you do?
I Instagram stalked you and had a blast.
Okay.
So my first question is, why don't you have a Silver Fox OnlyFans account?
Oh. What the hell's that?
Oh.
Hey, what?
Silver Fox
OnlyFans account. You're a total Silver Fox.
Oh. Silver Fox, AJ.
Okay, so I'm an old dude. Got you.
No, what you're saying is you're in shape and you look great.
And you have great, yeah.
What's the silver part?
And you're funny. And you're smart, and you have this huge, generous heart. I see you do a lot of shows.
Wait, did you follow his Instagram?
Did you look at the right account?
She might be on the wrong one.
Yeah. That's my phony one where I'm generous.
I mean, one of the first things I saw was a giant middle finger, so I don't know. But
yeah, I was giving that to you. That shows how generous I am.
Oh, I remember.
Let's see. Car.
Yes, car, a meme about poop. I mean, you have great variety on there.
Right, thank you.
Lure people in.
Right.
And then I see your gorgeous car. I see how you're into cars. Then I'm like, where are all the hot models that can pose with your car that would pay you? The photographer, the models would pay you to take photos with your car.
Yeah,
smart.
Brilliant.
See, I'm afraid they'll scratch the car, so.
And you can set up rules. They can just stand by it. They can stand in front of it. They don't have to, like, climb on it, but like,
right, you stand way behind.
Where people like, ride in.
I can pull like way behind them.
Let's just play along here.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Okay. So have the models. Okay. Gotcha.
Yes. Okay. And then.
All right. So that's one.
That's one way.
I think that's models.
Yeah. Using my car for models. Yes.
Right.
Right. Okay.
There's nothing wrong with a hot girl standing near your car.
Right. No.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Literally. Okay. Ask people with sexy cars if I can pose with their car. And I've been turned down. So, like, there's people like me who are like, can I please just pose with it? Who are just thrilled to, like, see a gorgeous car, be able to post it, be able to tag you, give you exposure, get gorgeous photos from it. Everybody wins this.
How do you make money off of that, though? So, like, they pay me to, like, pay, you know, stay by my car? Or does that come
to
Instagram?
She said the models pay you.
Okay.
Or the photographers pay you to because you're kind of like a studio shoot for them. You're providing a space for them to get amazing content.
Like a prop.
You're getting money. And they're tagging you, and people are learning more about you.
Wouldn't he want the pictures so he could put it on his Instagram as content so he could charge, like a fans only?
Yeah.
On my Silver Fox thing?
I do that with photographers. They get to keep our photos we take together for their OnlyFans account, and I get to keep them for my OnlyFans account, and then everyone wins.
Okay. Let me look you up on Instagram. There's a lot of pictures of you.
Just a few. Yeah.
And then how much money do you make on your fans only?
Anywhere between 30,000 to 100,000 a month.
Really? A month?
That's a big swing. Huh. It's a tremendous amount of money. What makes the difference between 30 and 100? What you're posting?
The content?
When my story goes viral, it's gone viral a couple times, and then I get a huge influx of new fans, typically.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like when you release like a new video game, and then a bunch of people get it.
All right,
and
it's
then...
hot.
Right, everybody's most talked about, everybody's sharing it, next thing you know, everybody's there. Gotcha.
AJ, she's hot. Like, you want Nicole to pose with your car.
Right.
Yes, there we go.
There's one picture where it looks like you're in a bubble bath, right?
Yeah.
You met her, right? I got confused. I'm like, did I take a picture like that? I drink
she
a lot.
She strategically has two...
The bubbles?
The covered by bubbles.
Right, right. Yeah. That's an art. That's an art form, having bubbles like that.
This is art. Yep.
So, AJ, I think what you should do is mimic every picture she has.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Oh,
I'll need Mr.
God.
Bubble.
We're going to do you in the... Well,
yes.
We're
yes,
going
yes.
to take a picture of you, picture of you in the bathtub with bubbles.
With bubbles, right, okay. Right.
Everything she does, you do.
Right.
Same outfit, same pose, same facial expression.
Yeah.
We figured out the master plan. This is it.
Got them in nails done? Yeah.
And this fans only. How much does each fan pay per month?
Mine is $15 a month.
$15
a month.
It's a bargain.
Well,
it's a bargain.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it
the best Netflix subscription you'll ever have?
I was going to say that's Netflix.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So what am I getting on there that I'm not getting on this free as I scroll through Instagram account?
Yes, yeah, the same thing. I post way more often on my OnlyFans. I post every day on there, and you get all the uncensored, more explicit content. I make videos. I do photos.
Okay,
I make
so there's one picture
content.
Of you where you're naked, but there's like a graphic over a particular area. So on your fans only, that graphic wouldn't be there.
Is this smiley laughing
Correct.
Face?
I'm sorry, I didn't
Correct.
Hear you. AJ was talking.
Sorry.
What?
Yes, you are correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Basically, less bubbles in the bubble bath.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. I do live streams. I like do giveaways. It's an amazing space in there.
AJ, there's money to be made here.
Exactly. I would put Laffy Face in front of my area. Winky guy, Laffy Face.
See, I think you would do great.
Or the Barfy Face, the green face, the like that, yeah.
Or your own cigar.
My cigar.
Right, you just put your hand in the right spot. Like, I'll
have to smoke the cigar way down, but thank you. Appreciate it. Especially if it's cold water. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Right. How ingenious, Phil.
You know, one of the things Nicole is on, and Nicole Mitchell, pastor turned stripper and life coach model. We're linked up to her stuff on the website. We all experience this where we post a picture, we think it's great, and then, of course, the internet finds something.
Tears you apart, yep.
Right? Have you had that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had that. I definitely get my handful of trolls and haters, and it always stings because I'm such a nice person, and I have such a tender heart. And I never, like, promise to be the hottest, best bottle out there. I just like being me, and... That's what you get. And I'm a mom of three kids. I don't have like a super snatched body like a lot of other women. And so when they leave really hateful comments, it's sad. But also, whatever someone does that, I think, man, what kind of pain do they have to be in to say that to someone they've never met?
But right. Isn't it weird that we want, and this is true in life with everyone,
What's
we want that? The compliments.
Yes.
But we don't want to hear the other stuff.
No, no one does.
But then we also say, be honest.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, not that honest.
Not that honest.
Right.
Be almost honest.
Right, yeah. You know what? Lie to me. I don't care.
I honestly wish I looked like you. I mean, I'll say that.
We all do. Anyway.
We all want love and belonging, you know? So that's why I try to cultivate that kind of energy on my social media. It's like, you matter here. I see you. You're valuable. You're worthy. You're deserving. Like, I'm always trying to build people up because I think that we have plenty of criticism towards our own self.
Right.
And if I can help be one voice of love and support and belief in you, then I want to be that one person.
That's
She's good.
There's one picture here where you're in black nylons with, looks like, I don't know, pumps. I'm not sure if those are pumps.
Are they stilettos?
But I'm not sure what you're wearing, but just your legs are coming out of the bathtub. It looks like you were walking and then you fell into the bathtub.
I've done that.
Were you like taking a selfie and you just walked right into the bathtub?
Exactly right.
You
slipped because the, you know, the tile was wet.
Boop. Yeah. Yep. Sweating and shaking for that pose, just so you know, because you're trying to hold yourself up. You have no idea if you look hot or if you look awkward.
Now,
and it turned out beautifully.
Yeah, no, it turns out great. Yeah, right. You don't know, right?
Right.
You got to take the picture. You take a million shots. You're like, all right, I like this one.
I have one here with a house on top and your legs sticking out.
We got to go to a break, and we're going to have you back because we're going to get AJ on Instagram,
right?
Like making money.
Right, making money. Lots of money.
Let's go.
But do you have a husband or a boyfriend, and what's their reaction to you posting yourself?
Yes, I have a partner, and he is so supportive. He bought a bunch of lights and camera and backdrops. He built me a studio so that I can take photos. And
so he's a partner.
Right.
Great.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, keep making the money, mama, and let's go somewhere nice and warm and take some more pictures of you.
Mama.
And him sometimes, too.
All right, Nicole, we're linked up to all your stuff. Facebook, Nicole Mitchell, and then it's at Nicole. You just got to see the spelling of this. Just go to the website.
It's easier.
It's easier.
Nicole with a K.
Yeah, we'll mess it up.
Right. All right. Thank you, Nicole. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
She's great, right?
Fun person.
AJ, I think there's, I think there's some money here for you.
I don't know if I'd look good in a bathtub.
I don't think you would.
I don't know. I know I wouldn't.
I'm not saying good.
Maybe you can use this as a threat.
I'm saying there's money.
Right. Okay. You can use this as a threat.
I'm not saying it's going to be sexy.
Oh, no, it won't. Yeah, trust me, I will not be.
I'm saying it's going to be.
Yeah, maybe like a hillbilly calendar I can do or something.
Your Instagram is going to blow up.
Oh, trust me.
No, it will.
Right. It will.
Right.
I mean, he's going to kill me, but I'm already getting people asking me who Nicole is.
Who's going to kill
me? So I'm just saying, your Instagram is going to blow up.
Right.
Now you do this fans only.
Right.
And it's $15 a month.
Right.
Or you could charge less.
You watch me eat food.
And then you just post pictures like that.
Right.
Just copy everything she does.
So wearing stockings and
put
hanging in the bathtub?
Stockings on,
right.
With the heels, fall into the bathtub.
Right.
That would be hysterical.
Well, that'll happen. Put on heels. Let's fall in. No problem. Here's the ambulance coming. Here's a knot
in
my head.
So many million-dollar ideas get dropped into his lap. And he's like, dope-a-doop-a-doo. Let me go play the lottery. AJ, this is your chance.
My chance. I will do this.
You should mix it up a little bit because it's on your Instagram. It's just like the same photo in different ways over and over again. Like, no one expects you to pose in a bathtub with tights.
Or with bubbles.
Right.
Yeah.
Bubbles and tights.
You need a lot of bubbles.
Okay. All right. Another segment where we learned nothing.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.